On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Tall Can Sports Podcast. Rob over there.
Hey. What's going on, man?
It's good. It's good.
I was just saying to you, did you get over to the Athletic?
I did.
Okay. How'd that go?
Pretty good. For whatever reason, and maybe it's just indifference at this point amongst the fan base, there were more Leaf fans there than Sens fans. Maybe also partly to do with the fact that the Athletic started in Toronto well before it did in Ottawa.
For sure.
So they would have built up more of a readership there, but it was a good event.
Who was there in terms of writers? Chris Stevenson?
Chris Stevenson was there. James Gordon was there. Down goes Brown. Myrtle. Tyler Dello, the Sixth Sens, whose real name now escapes me. But at one point, yeah, CJ's kind of sitting. And now for the uplifting portion of the program, we're going to talk specifically about the Senators for a while. They had a little panel on that, and it's ugly and whatever. But it was a good event. They socialized with people afterwards a little bit, just, you know, shook some hands and talked. I thought it was a cool little event.
See, Chris Stevenson, who I don't mind, he does a lot of writing on golf and
yep.
He has covered, he worked for NHL.com, covering the Canadians for a bit. Honestly, if I could have met him maybe 25 years ago, I would have came to blows. He was writing some scathing articles about why the Memorial Cup should never go to places like Peterborough, right? They needed to be in
the Heartland.
Yeah, they needed to be in bigger venues like Ottawa. Ottawa was once again turned down at that point as an OHL host. And you're like, that is where junior hockey lives. In places like Peterborough, Guelph,
yeah. Red Deer.
Oshawa, Red Deer, exactly, Brandon.
Kelowna, Kamloops.
Right. Right. This is where you have to continue to host these. Anyways, I digress.
In a big way.
I was writing him wow. Articles. So.
I thought it was a cool event. I hadn't been into the Sens House before either, right, which is where they held this thing. So that was kind of a... check the place out, see what it was all about. I don't know what I expected, but I did enjoy it. And
okay. See, I spent my Friday, as I was telling you off air a bit, where they told me to pull my pants down far enough where half of my ass crack was showing, roll over and face the wall, and there was lube involved.
So you were over at the New Den or whatever.
What do you think I was doing on my Friday? Hey now!
Yeah, well.
Anyways, we don't need to get any further into that.
To each their own, man.
Like the nightlife. I like to boogie.
It's not true.
On the disco go around. Oh, yeah.
So we've made our way through the Pacific and the Central, find ourselves in the Metro. The feedback, far more of it on the Pacific show. I think much of that has to do with the number of Canadian teams in that division, right? checking the website, there was a bunch of traffic from some of the we got a lot of listens out of St. Louis, which I was surprised by. We don't always when we got to the Central, so that was
well. We're throwing a lot of love.
Yeah, everybody loves the Blues right now, apparently. Or we both had them in the playoffs, anyway. I believe
three. So. I think we both had them in the three hole. Or
I had them in the two, actually.
Okay, I had them. Yeah. I had them in the three. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. You can be wrong. It's
a first for everything.
Yeah, sure. So we find our way into the Metro, which every year I find to be the most difficult to predict.
Yeah, you know what? I feel pretty comfortable on the top two or three. I feel pretty comfortable on the bottom two.
Like last year, I think we both had New Jersey in the bottom two.
I think I had last year, if I hearken back, I believe I had Jersey in eight.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if I did either. I think I had them in seven. I might have had Columbus in eight. So those both went really well.
Yep.
Why don't we just jump right in? I have in the eight spot the New York Islanders.
Well, my friend, we are in agreement.
Okay, that sucks. But
but not really. I think this was the worst defensive team in the NHL last year.
Yep.
Allowing 3.8 goals per game.
Yep.
They had
killer offense, but you pulled out the biggest piece of it.
Well, and they've brought in, I believe, Val Filppula, I think, is there.
Yep.
Robin Lehner.
Yep.
But essentially, Tommy Kuhnackle.
Poonuckle.
Well, this is it, right? So you haven't gone to any great lengths to...
Locked up Leo Komarov, brought back Matt Martin.
Yeah. No.
Thanks, Lou.
Yeah, they were on my list of additions. But if you look at it and go, yeah, what else have you really done? And you and I have had this conversation. Now this show has been going on long enough. We've been doing this for enough years to go. I was early on, 3-4 years ago, bullish enough on their defense with Boychuk when they got Leddy, with Hamonic.
DeHaan,
and you go, I don't hate what they're doing.
Right.
But now you take Hamonic out.
DeHaan out.
Yeah, and you go, okay, it's not doing it, right? And clearly, clearly Leddy, great in Chicago, Boychuk, solid in Boston.
As you've said, we've talked about this stuff before, solid in those spots.
Right. And it's all about your niche. It's all about where you fit, right? And so clearly these guys not working, not doing it as top line guys.
Right.
In the island. And Thomas Greiss. Right. He was a 3.88.
Yeah.
Right. And an 888 goal.
So you'll have him in the hockey pool this year.
Well, honestly, he's going to get right down to me and be looking for goalies. He's going to be like, oh, well, I guess he's going to start. Yeah, just like that. That's
Rob's
actually
always got a good team and just awful goals.
Well, for those of you who remember at this very stage, in this very division last year, me ripping on Darling, and then he was, yeah, I drafted him.
Like me and Dubnyk.
Yeah, late in it and going, all right.
I guess, yeah.
But terrible.
Matthew Barzal this preseason continues to look like he could be a real stud. And they may have, you know, between him and Eberle.
Anders Lee.
They may be.
Josh Bailey. Like, to me, there's some
okay
pieces.
They'll be okay in the top six. They're not going to be great, but they'll be okay. And when you start to talk about, you know, when the Leafs brought over Matt Martin, he was part of the best fourth line in hockey with Clutterbuck and Cizikas and Matt Martin. And I looked at their lineup going into an exhibition game last night, and it was their full NHL lineup, and that was their third line.
The best fourth line in hockey is now the best third line. No.
So if you're counting on those guys to play that far up, it's going to be a problem. And apparently you and I both agree on that, so we can move along. Who do you have in the seven hole?
In the seven hole, I have Carolina.
In the seven hole, I have the New Jersey Devils.
Okay, well then let me just, okay, that's interesting. It's very interesting, actually.
They look to me a lot like the Colorado Avalanche of 3 years ago, who went on a bender of high shooting percentage and PDO, which is essentially puck luck. I don't hate what they're doing, but I don't think they're as good as they showed last year. If Taylor Hall has anything but another MVP season, it could be a very, very long year.
Yeah, I disagree on a bunch of reasons that we'll move
is
forward.
It Miles of Wood?
Yep.
Is that what you're...
There's Miles and Miles of Wood.
I've always been a fan of...
and I love the Butcher's boy.
Will Butcher.
Yeah, to me, when looking at this, one of the biggest criteria is, right, you go goaltending and then depth. At the forward position especially. I don't mind Carolina's decor.
No, it's good.
Brutal goaltending. I don't think they're going to get any better. To me, Scott Darling has all the signs of solid backup goalie.
Yeah.
With no chance of ever.
Hello, Jonathan Bernier.
Hello, Cam Talbot.
That's provocative.
Man, you can't take away 40 wins.
Yeah.
You can't. No. I can't believe
we're going to get more angry feedback from the Pacific on our Metro show.
You got to step up, though, man. You got to step up, and you got to do it.
Yeah.
Very thin Carolina up front. You know, Stahl, Williams, just Sebastian Aho.
Aho, right? I think we both agree, one of the more underrated players in the league, but
for sure,
prepared to carry them on his own?
Well, and this is it. And bad enough goaltending – thin enough scoring, right? They better hope Svechnikov comes in and pots 40.
Yeah, I was just going to say, right? Because as we sit here and record this, guys haven't had to make their final cuts. I'll be shocked, though, if he doesn't stick for at least those first nine games.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Well, because to me, you can't send that guy back.
Right.
Right now, maybe they don't have to, right? Maybe they can send him down to the AHL because he's
a loner.
An import.
Not sure on his status there. But yeah, they need him to do it. I as you've alluded to, I really like their defense. It's not a lot of big names, but all very underrated. Some pieces there that, you know,
it's a bunch of guys like Slavin and you go, I like the addition of Hamilton.
Pesci, Justin Falk,
yep.
Whatever, you know.
Yep.
It's a good group, but I don't think there's enough there. I'm tired of every year. Those guys seem to be the sleeper pick for the mainstream media. That this is the year Carolina finally show me, because I've been hearing it for 3-4 years and they've never done it.
It ain't happening.
I have them at six. So for all the same reasons, but I just didn't really like what New Jersey had.
I think Calvin DeHaan's there now too.
Yes, he is. Like they have loaded up that defense, but they don't have anything else. They don't have goaltending. They don't have offense. Whatever, right?
Okay. Well, see, and really, as I said to you, to me, those two are locks for me. Carolina.
Careful, because we check these at midseason.
And the Islanders.
And now I have to take that.
Yeah.
Those are locks.
Yeah, I know. And it's funny, but to me, it's this
you
next.
Leave yourself a little room to weasel out.
Nah. people don't listen for weasel room. They listen for strong opinions.
Yeah.
Strong opinions. In the six hole, I have the New York Rangers.
Okay.
And really, they are better at everything than the two shitbirds right behind them. Right? You have, obviously, even at whatever advanced, decrepit age Henrik Lundqvist is, his stats last year, even with some slumping time, was better than either of those two guys.
Yep.
I'm not really sure about them on D, right? How that's going to continue to go, right?
Shattenkirk.
Right, and Stahl and Brady Shea and...
Yep. Brought in Adam McQuaid here a couple of weeks ago, yeah, I guess, to be a good pro, right? Good leader.
So I just... And up front, they got Kreider, Zuccarello, Zibanejad.
Buchnevich is supposed to be...
Well, yeah. And Nemestikov. They got a... But to me, nothing in there... Probably enough of your 40, 50 point guys.
Right.
Right. To keep you ahead of those other guys. But I'm not sure. I see Lundqvist on the decline. I'm just not sure these guys are good enough that last year wasn't sort of a mirage.
they're doing the rebuild thing kind of weird, right? They moved over and like brought in McQuaid. I guess that's to be part of the leadership thing. But they've still got a ton of bad contracts to clear out. Like, I can't imagine when they went out and locked up Kevin Shattenkirk to that deal, the plan was in 3 months we'll send a letter to our season ticket holder saying we're rebuilding.
Yeah, nobody signs that.
That's a very Senators thing to do, right? Like, oh, fuck, this isn't going like I thought. Change the direction. At least they were crisp and on top of it and said, okay, let's do it. But that wasn't part of the selling point when they brought him home. I have them at 5 just because I think, as you pointed out, a bad Lundqvist is still a pretty fucking good NHL goalie. And they've got some pieces up front, some young guys that they haven't dealt, right, that they haven't been able to unload. And I just think they're probably going to ride a really good goaltender to a middle-of-the-pack, out-of-the-playoffs finish. So I have them at 5.
See,
because I have Carolina and New Jersey and the Islanders all being worse more than I have the Rangers being good.
Right. See, and I have New Jersey at 5.
Right. So you have them falling out, but not as far as I do.
Right. And to me, the question is, who's going to play goal there?
Yeah. Well, because it's supposed to be Schneider, but...
But Kincaid,
it hasn't been yet.
Well, and Kincaid played really well last year, went over to the Worlds, played really well there.
That's
for
right.
For what that's worth. They have some interesting pieces, right? I like some of the young stuff that they have coming on. Pavel Zacha, Brat, Hischier.
Yep.
Right? Just in terms of, I'm not sure. I'm with you in the fact that I have them in the 5-hole because Taylor Hall needs to be a 100-point guy again.
Yes.
If this is going to happen, right? The D-Corps led by a captain, Andy Green, you sort of go,
right? What you doing?
Right? This is it. Will Butcher and the like, who was hot right out of the gates.
Yep.
Eesh. To me, there's a lot of question marks, but I think they play the game up-tempo and fast, which is much more the new NHL.
Yes, it is.
Than the guys behind them.
Right.
So to me, that was good enough with solid goaltending in the 1 and 2 spot.
Right.
Right, that they're going to be able to, if they can continue to play up-tempo and moving, right, with a couple of older guys like Zajac and Johansson, right, who are going to be able to, a little bit of support.
Yeah.
If they can continue to go that way, I like them in that 5-hole spot ahead of the 3 behind them.
Yeah. To me, this bottom area, they could all kind of shuffle in different directions. I don't think they're going to keep up to the top 4. I just don't like the forward depth. Like you said, they got some pieces, and they're young and they're fast. The defense isn't that great. And if we're really, truly depending on Keith Kincaid to be the guy who leads us into the glory land or – I don't know where I was supposed to be going
like,
with that.
But Vatanen, right? Like he's not bad.
He's not bad, no.
Right? And so
this is, you know, when we talked, and I've brought this up on the other shows, Minnesota, LA, right? Like these are average teams that might get in, might not, right? And that's sort of where I've got the Devils.
Well, and really, yeah, is this the real Taylor Hall? I think that is when you are 25 points ahead of the guy behind you in scoring on your team.
Yeah.
Right, you are the guy who
I think we have to expect him to come back a little, but maybe Hischier comes forward that much, right, in his sophomore year.
Well,
right?
And as we said, with Zacha and Brat,
yep,
and Hischier, if they can continue to just incrementally, we're not asking for huge jumps in their sophomore.
Yeah.
Right? You can make a small move, but still out of the playoffs, I think, as a team who probably overachieved last year.
Yes.
If you have guys moving forward and Hall coming back.
And to me, that's the Colorado comparison, right?
For
got
sure.
Got really hot for a long time, had one or two kind of guys who had explosions that are very good players, and you can expect them to be good again, but that if they're not MVP caliber, it doesn't work, right? And so they kind of fall back out of it a little bit here. So at number 4, I have CBJ.
At number 4, I also have CBJ. Now, I called an audible. I have notes.
The man has notes.
But as I was reviewing them pre-show earlier today, I was like, man, I'm reading that, and I disagree.
With me.
Yeah, with my own. Yeah. With my own, exactly. I had them in five and Jersey in four. And, yeah, I flipped that.
That's a good call.
Yeah, just right here, right now on the call. But part of what led me to put them in the five spot originally is question marks.
The uncertainty on their best two players.
Goalie Bob, right, coming up as a UFA. Panarin as a UFA. You have injuries to Seth Jones just in the American Crafts Hockeyville game. Zach Werenski coming off shoulder surgery. What's that going to look like?
Right.
How's that going to shake out?
They need bounce back years from guys like Wenberg, Anderson, right? Like they need.
Well, see, and up front, if you look at it, right, you got Panarin who is a stud and is showing that he's able to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but beyond that, you're looking at Atkinson, you're looking at Foligno, you're looking at Wenberg, Dubois, Dubinsky. Not a lot of sizzle.
They're going to have to get it done on depth.
There's a lot of ground beef there, but again, if you look back at the Rangers, there's not a lot that separates those guys.
Right.
What does it is Jones and Werenski being
for sure
a pair of studs and a two-time Vezina younger. Mm-hmm. Vezina goalie winner in Bobrovsky, right? What kind of makes me leery is the injury bug and that pending UFA with your two best players.
So for those not up to speed, both Bobrovsky and Panarin have kind of said, yeah, I don't know. I'm not prepared to re-sign right now before the last season of my contract, which most guys do if they're planning to stay. They haven't out and out said they're leaving, but that would be an easy thing to read into it. So if you're expecting to contend this year, can you trade your best forward and your number one goalie now, or do you have to go for it? Do you have to go halfway through the season and see where you're at and then maybe unload at the deadline? They are in a horrible situation.
And it's become the way, right, in the last couple of years that, yeah, if you have UFAs, yeah, you snap those babies up the year before.
Yep.
Right? You don't wait.
Or deal. Sign or deal, because we can't be.
And that's hit critical mass with the Islanders, right? When you go, oof.
Yep.
Yeah, because the last time it went that close was the Stamkos thing, and Yzerman put his Mr. Cool on it, right?
Yep. Brought him back
home. Lick his thumb.
Yep.
Put it on there. No problems, man. We'll put that match out.
Yep.
But I'm not sure in places like Columbus or Ottawa or Winnipeg that if you're not hammering those guys down,
you might have to let them go,
or they're going to walk. The reason you haven't been able to sign them, right?
Like Columbus, though, they so badly need a good run, like even as a market. So if you get to the trade deadline and you're first or second in that division, which isn't out of the question.
For them?
Yeah.
Oh, it's out of the question.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
If you get there and you still have these guys and you go, we're in decent shape to maybe take even just a 2 or 3 round run and you don't even think you're going to win the cup, it would be hard for that market who's never done anything like that to turn around and sell off those guys. But it would be devastating keep them and let them both walk.
Because we've seen it. Right, where what do you need? What do you really need for a 2-round, 3-round hot streak? What do you need?
You just need a goalie to be hot,
man,
for a couple weeks.
You need a goalie, right? And right now, I think clearly Bobrovsky is top three in the world.
Yeah, he'd be in that neighborhood.
Yeah, so
worse than top five.
He has shown the ability to put up Vezina-type seasons in Columbus.
Yep.
Right? So doing it right there. And if you could have, by the end of the season, healthy Seth Jones, Werenski, who knows, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Selling or buying at the deadline.
Right. I just don't see them pushing for a top 2 or 3 spot in this division.
Fair enough. We might as well move up a spot then, because I personally have the Philadelphia Flyers in that 3 spot. I got to assume you do as well.
I do not.
Well, slap my ass and call me Judy.
I have the Washington Capitals in the 3-hole.
Okay. I am perplexed by that. We can get into those. To me, still don't like their goaltending. unless you've heard differently, I can't imagine they're ready to go with Carter Hart out of the chute here. I'm talking about the Flyers now.
No, I haven't heard that.
But that
is one of the notes I have here.
Yeah.
Saying to me, the one question I do have with the Flyers.
Yeah.
Elliott and Neuvirth.
Not so good.
Not at all. certainly not cup winning, but we are talking about
Michael Leighton.
Almost. Great point.
Yeah. Who the fuck knows,
right? How about Niemi?
Sure. Yeah, I think Provorov is probably ready to take a step into maybe a top 10 defenseman in the league and be real good for them. On the power play, they've added JVR into that group with Voracek, with Giroux, even Couturier, and Wayne Simmons is also...
Well, to me, if you're looking at... With Goss the Spear,
yeah,
and Provorov, right? Both those guys, in terms of the point production,
mm-hmm.
Provorov, I'm surprised at his 40-plus points, right, in terms of what he can bring.
Yeah, and I would expect tack another 10 onto that this year.
Well, I think their power play is going to light it up, right?
For sure they are.
Andy McDonald is also there, who I like as in an insulation spot, right? Not as a top two guy.
I like him insulated up in the press box.
Okay.
That's fine. A little difference of opinion
right,
there. But.
To me, what happens with Philly is, and where it becomes, they become absolute killers, is as you've already started to touch on, right? Up front in terms of Voracek, Giroux, Simmons, the addition of JVR.
Well, and then we
Konechny
start
and
Nolan Patrick.
Yeah.
You expect him to take another step, right? This could be a really good.
Did I say Couturier?
You did not.
Okay.
Don't worry, I did.
Okay, because honestly, I was looking at something else, and I'm thinking, but if they can, they have the makings of up front.
Yeah.
Really, really solid.
They do.
Deadly kind of, and I expect their power play again to be really good.
It's going to be lethal. I don't expect them to hang with those top two, and that's why I have them where I do.
Now that we'll flip back to me because
yep.
That's how I like to do that.
Sure.
And the sole reason I put the Caps in the three spot is Stanley Cup hangover, and I mean that
literally.
You right?
See Devontae Smith-Pelly?
No.
He has not played yet in the preseason, as of Saturday. They have one game left, because they were not happy with his conditioning. So you wonder, how hard did he party this summer?
And how often?
They didn't give him the Jake Dotchin treatment, but they weren't in love with his conditioning.
Well, and honestly, still, as of the NHL awards, right, Backstrom and Ovi were still jumping up and down on a float somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? And you go... I wonder what happens with Holtby now without the insulation of
Grubauer.
I think Phoenix Copley, is that the backup goalie? And
no idea.
Has anybody ever heard of Phoenix Copley?
As far as I know, you just made him up.
No, man. I think that's the name of the guy.
I know you're not a video game guy, but when you play EA Sports NHL for a couple of years and you get past the prospects they know are coming, they start generating random names.
It's in the game.
I'm pretty sure that's what just happened here. Okay. Made up a guy. That's not a real guy.
But I wonder what happens. He hit the skids a bit. Holtby, that is.
Yeah.
And Grubauer stepped up.
For sure.
I wonder what's going to happen. Now, again, this is a good team.
Yep.
I like what they have going in a variety of areas. I just wonder, you know, nobody needs us to break down what they have up front with Ovi,
Kuznetsov.
Oshie, Kuznetsov, Backstrom. I'll be interested to see what happens with Tom Wilson with
your boy.
With a big – well, the buddy's insane. I think to me there's – I wonder now if what that guy does with financial security.
I think he probably reverts to being a bad NHL player.
Yeah.
To me, this is one of those things, and you're going to find I have him in second, and it, you know, so whatever. But the champs kind of do what they got to do to get through the season. And then
I agree with you.
Turn it on in the.
I don't know how hungry this team is going to be
right.
out of the gates,
and for
I
sure.
and I think you are looking at the two teams in front of them likely being more motivated. I think Philly continues to develop,
and Pittsburgh's going to want to step back in.
Well,
here.
And this is it, right? And so if you look at I think, you know, the flip side is I expect Washington to be pedestrian
right
out of the gate,
yeah.
Pick up through the season, and they have most of their guys
right
back, right? If you look at
including Brooks Orpik by way of Colorado.
Okay, but if you look at, they're going to slot him down in a six role, right? In terms of what they have in front of them with Orlov,
yeah,
Kempney, Carlson, guy I'm missing, whoever that other guy
Madison
is.
Bowie. They're counting on him taking a step. They're going to have to.
Yeah, but
Juice?
Perju, which is his dad, honestly.
Probably, yeah.
It is his dad. His dad was Pear.
Perju.
Yeah, no, nobody loves.
This is what happens when you win, right? Is
Niskanen.
Matt Niskanen. But they start cutting little slices off the side of you, and how much of it can you.
But see, they haven't had to. And to me, the fact that Carlson didn't end up in Toronto.
Okay, okay. I didn't know that that was on the table.
Should have been.
I wouldn't have paid him that.
No, but I think you guys, and we'll get to that
yeah,
later.
Yeah, no, we need a right defenseman for sure. So I think, though, they have lost those pieces. They just lost them before they won. And I know that sounds stupid, but yeah. They started losing guys.
Yeah, Johansson,
right?
Alsner.
Yeah, they started.
Schultz.
If you're good for a long time, they start chopping little pieces off the side
but
of you.
Yeah, they are bringing back the same team. I am strictly looking at. At them having a lack of desire at the beginning.
Yeah. And right. Some of them having a few pounds to skate off.
Well, this is it. And I think that it's going to suck for, you know, if they do end up in the three hole and if they end up
yeah,
in the two hole.
Yeah, the Flyers whip the horses to get into second.
Yeah, they look all right. Or they don't and they end up in third. Either way, I think you're getting the Caps.
Yep. I agree with you.
And that's an ugly prospect for a team that now has gone, hey, man, we can do this. Right, so to me, what they do in the postseason is separate from what's going to happen here. I have the Capitals in third, Flyers in second.
So for me, you're obviously just flipping those.
Yep.
And we land at the Penguins rebounding back to first place. To me, I think you get a little bit of Matt Murray settled down after his first year without the safety blanket there in Marc-Andre Fleury. I think Crosby and Malkin have had, you know, 5 months off that they typically don't to get them recharged a little bit. And, you know, they're going to be hungry to get back to show Washington, hey, fuck you, right?
Well, and they finished 4 points behind Washington, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it was close. And Pittsburgh had a horrendous start by Pittsburgh standards.
Well, remember within the first, like, did they not lose 10-2 and then 9-1 or something twice,
yeah.
Like in the first 3 weeks of the season. What is happening? I think it was to Chicago and Columbus maybe.
Yeah, and they had, even at the end of the season, they were so poor to start with. By the end of the season, they still had a sub-500 road record.
Yes.
I don't anticipate any of those things happening again. And I know people out there will scoff when I say, if you look at Crosby, Malkin, Brassard, And they brought back a 41-year-old Mac Cullen.
Yeah, I can't believe that, to be honest.
Okay, but to me,
just the fourth line.
Yeah, let him play his 10, 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Good on draws.
Yep.
Or just let him do his thing. You are solid down the middle.
Yes, you are.
Right? Nice on the wings, right? With.
Well, they lost Sheary.
Sheary to
Buffalo.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I didn't really totally understand what they were doing. Basically, they were trying to get rid of the Matt Hunwick contract, which I don't blame them for that. But then they turned around and gave all that money to fucking Jack Johnson. So
okay, and I think because you're right, they've overpaid Jack Johnson to be in that back pair.
Whatever they're gonna play him, I don't know where, but
right. But all I'm saying is, yeah, when you have up front, they still have.
Oh yeah, they're gonna kill it up. You know,
no, I mean in upper pairing. I'm talking about in you know with
Letang and Mata and
Dumoulin.
Yep, and yeah, they'll be all right on defense.
Yeah, it to me it's I'm missing a guy. Gapping. It doesn't matter.
Brian Gapping.
Yeah, they have Phoenix Copley. They have brought in, Yeah, to me, too much money if they're bringing Johnson in solely because he's Sid's friend.
Or still has a good relationship with Rutherford. Like, those two things clearly factored into him getting a job here that I didn't have a problem with him giving him a job. I think he's still an NHL defenseman, but not at the term and money they gave
for
him.
Sure. And that's, I agree with you 100%. If you look at, you know, with Kessel, Hornqvist.
Kessel had another huge year last year. Like, people talk about
Gensel, Hagelin.
There was talk at the end of last season that he'd be gone, right? They'd had their run with Phil, and it was time to move him
on. He was right up there on the TSN trade bait board, right?
I think he probably has a good year right here as they come out of it and playing with – he played a lot with Malkin last year, but if you wanted to drop him back down with Brassard and now have, again, three – there's nothing wrong with Brassard as your number three center. He's going to be very good in that role. But the offensive punch on that third line is going to come from Phil. Sid has it on the first line. Malkin has it on the second line. And you can spread your offense as deep as anybody in the league now.
Yep. Yep. And their power play is going to kill it. Yep. It was good last year.
Yep.
I see the very slim margin that Washington beat them by last year isn't going to be there this year. I think you're going to see a hungrier, more rested Penguins, as you've already alluded to.
Yeah.
And they'll win this division.
Yeah. Because I agree with you. The Caps will start slow here. So.
Okay.
That wraps it up for the Central. We got one more to go as we make our way home. We'll put that one out on Tuesday night for you. Just before, on the eve of the start of the season.
When it's just one more sleep.
Awesome. You can give us a follow.
Do it!
On Twitter at TallCanAudio, Facebook.com/TallCanAudio. And we'll see you Tuesday night for the Central.
See ya.
We're not gonna be fucking sucked this year! Yeah!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at TallCanAudio.com or by searching TallCanAudio on your favorite podcast app.